This is an oral history interview of Russell E. Johnson, Jr., an MP, Spec 4 in Vietnam. The interviewer is myself, Dwight D. Daniel, a volunteer at the National Museum of the Pacific War, located in Fredericksburg, Texas. Today is 19 August 2003, and this interview is taking place at Mr. Johnson's home. This interview is in support of the Center for Pacific War Studies, which is the archive for the preservation of historical information of the National Museum for the Pacific War, Texas Park and Wildlife. This is Tape 3, Side A. You're talking about
Sergeant Johnson.
Right, sticking that armadillo in his bunk.
Yeah, well, he was laying there spread-legged, and I just picked up the sheet in the bunk, and I stuck that armadillo in there, and it went right up to his crotch. Okay. He come up out of that bunk. There about six of us out there. He said, "I'll whip everybody." Oh, man. He got funny about it. He had a good laugh out of it, too. But we had one guy that was assigned to us. He'd already, he was a draftee.
Mm-hmm.
And he got through with his regular service, and they attached him our company, the 149th MP company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a weightlifter.
Mm-hmm.
He was so muscle bound he couldn't hardly shoot poodle. It was a herky jerky movement for
wow.
him to shoot poodle. His name was Joe Bonarski, alias Ivan Pusky.
You're kidding.
The wrestler here.
Wow.
Yeah, and one night he was giving this guy, his name was Burns,
mm-hmm.
a rash of garbage, and started picking on him. And this little dude weighed 165, whooped him unmercifully. He didn't let Bonarski's hands get on him because he kept pounding him in the face and jabbing
him. No kidding.
Yeah. Because every night you'd hear the next bar or so would clunk when they'd drop his weights on the floor. But, well, one time at Long Bend in Vietnam, I'd be in the scout from Chicago. Named Patrick Reardon. He and I were drinking, and he said, "Let's go over to see our hospital."
Mm-hmm.
They lived across the road. We knew where they lived, anyway. I said, "Why don't we take a sheet over there and put it around us and hide that elephant grass over there? Because, you know, they might come walking along there."
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was dark, and we put the sheet around it. And we could hear him talking, coming down the path, and we jumped out and went, "Woo!" They scattered. They started cussing, and they went to the hoochie. He and I walked up, and they gave us a rash of problems, but scared the hell out of them.
I can understand that.
Well, that was one time. Being drunk didn't really get you in trouble with Charlie, but one of the guys, he was sober, and he said, "Come on, let's go up Highway 1. I think I know where the Green Beret compound up there, see if we can't get any rifles, you know,
right.
Chinese rifles and all that." So, three of us sitting there drinking, and I said, "Shoot, why not? I've got my rifle, my pistol."
Right.
We had grenades with us. And extra beer, and we took off, went up the highway, about 20 miles or so of Highway 1. We went through a rubber tree plantation, and the further we got up Highway 1, the nastier the look we got.
Fair, this wasn't one of your smarter moves,
now. No, it wasn't one of our smarter moves. Then we got up there and said, "Well, where's this Green Beret compound at?" He says, "Supposed to be right here." I said, "Well, evidently it's not."
Mm-hmm.
"Let's get the hell out of Dodge." "Let's get back to where people are a little more friendly looking mm-hmm. towards us than the ones we see around here."
Mm-hmm.
Well, we get back to the compound there, and one of the guys from the headquarters come walking down and said, "Hey, what happened up north there about 20 miles?" I said, "Hell, we had a major operation there 2 hours ago. That's why everybody was looking at us so bad." You
know? Okay.
Oh, well. Young and dumb, bulletproof, and able to leap tall buildings single bound.
It's scary you survive this, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all do dumb things when we're young. Did you ever do any road patrols?
Any what?
Any road patrols?
No.
Okay.
It was mainly in Saigon and the harbor area and compound. And no, it was mainly static.
Okay.
Post. One guy, there's two guys that were on duty at Gage of that chateau in Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
One night the herd got fought on the sandbags.
Mm-hmm.
They were sitting behind and nothing happened. One guy looked over and there was a grenade laying there with a rubber band still wrapped around its handle. Well, see, Charlie learned if you take a rubber band, put it around there and pull a pin, mm-hmm. and you rolled it along the pavement's going to cut the rubber band.
Right.
And meanwhile, he'd be long gone.
Right.
Well, they called EOD and had them take care of that. And think about it, a kid could walk up and stick one in your back pocket, mm-hmm. and run, and you'd never know it because grenades in Vietnam were fused 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in Korea were 7, the ones in World War II were 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom.
Right.
So, that's about how long you'd lasted. That's why my partner and I jumped out of that Jeep while they was running too.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Well, that's about it, brother.
Okay. I can't think of anything else. You didn't see a Bob Hope show, so I mean, what good are you?
Well, we did, some of our guys did escort.
Right.
Ann Margaret in. And he said, as soon as you hit that heat, all that makeup just cracked, made it look like you were 60 years
no
old.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know if you ever seen a close-up of her without makeup.
Yeah.
She doesn't look that pretty.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm not even going to get into VD over there because I never taught any of it.
That's all that matters. Now, I asked about the USO because one guy, he was in the Pacific in World War II for, I think he didn't see a round eyes or an American woman for 18 months or 22 months. And the guy USO show. So he figured it's the best thing since sliced bread. And it was Randolph Scott and Ray Bolger.
Mm.
And all he wanted to see was women.
Yeah.
And I said, "What did these guys do?" They came out, shook our hands, and talked. I said, "What good is that?" He agreed.
I'd like to meet Randolph Scott. He was a good actor.
Yeah.
I've got a samurai sword back here. Would you like to see that?
Yeah.